What if the greatest playwright in history was actually a woman? In By Any Other Name, Jodi Picoult weaves an audacious reimagining of literary history that challenges everything we thought we knew about Shakespeare. The novel introduces us to Emilia Bassano, a remarkable woman born in 1569 to Italian court musicians. Orphaned young and exceptionally educated for a woman of her time, Emilia possesses a brilliant mind in a society that values her only for her beauty. When circumstances force her into becoming a nobleman's mistress, she discovers an unexpected freedom, access to books, plays, and the literary world typically closed to women. The story alternates between Renaissance London and modern-day New York, where Melina Green, a struggling female playwright and Emilia's distant descendant, faces eerily similar barriers in the theater world. Both women must navigate systems designed to silence them, finding ingenious ways to ensure their words reach audiences, even if their names cannot be attached to them. Through their parallel journeys, we confront an uncomfortable question. How many women's voices have been erased from history's pages? At 12, Emilia becomes ward to the Countess of Kent, receiving an uncommon education in languages, literature, and arts. In Denmark, she meets figures whose names later appeared in Hamlet, and astronomer Tycho Brahe, whose discovery of a new star challenges conventional wisdom, inspiring her defiance of expectations. When the Countess remarries, Italian courtesan Isabella prepares Emilia to become Lord Hunsdon's mistress, teaching her, "Being kept offers more freedom than being owned as a wife. Women must learn to take what they want." Her relationship with Hunsdon, the Queen's cousin, proves surprisingly respectful. He values her mind alongside her beauty. In his home, she discovers plays sent for censorship, revealing her natural talent for understanding theater. Emilia writes in secret, poems, stories, and plays featuring self-rescuing women seeking freedom. After reading a poorly written play by unknown William Shakespeare, she believes she could craft something better. While publicly decorative, privately she creates female characters with depth and agency rarely seen on stage. At Wilton House in Mary Sidney Herbert's circle, Emilia witnesses a woman's translation performed as closet drama. Mary shows her alchemical disappearing ink, lamenting that men would prefer women's writing to vanish forever. Through playwright Christopher Marlowe, who recognizes her talent, Emilia disguises herself as Emile Hammersmith to attend Grocer's Hall gatherings. There she meets William Shakespeare, an ambitious businessman actor with limited writing skills. Emilia falls passionately in love with the Earl of Southampton, their affair unfolding in Hunsdon's orangery until circumstances separate them, leaving her heartbroken but creatively inspired. She channels this pain into completing her Venus and Adonis poem, sending it to Kit with a simple plea, "Help me." At the Falcon Inn, Kit reveals a shocking secret. The Earl of Oxford runs a network of anonymous writers whose works are attributed to a frontman, William Shakespeare. Kit arranges Emilia's meeting with Shakespeare at the White Hart Tavern. Despite her nerves, Emilia negotiates effectively. Shakespeare would claim authorship and fame while she received payment and freedom to create authentic female characters. Their arrangement begins with Arden of Faversham, earning her 15 shillings per 40-shilling play. As her secret career launches, Emilia discovers her pregnancy, ending her relationship with Hunsdon. Though he ensures her financial security, her court life concludes, forcing her to rebuild around her hidden literary identity. Emilia is pushed into marriage with Alfonso Lanier, a jealous man paid £700 to wed her. Their wedding day, he, drunk, she, in defiant black, foreshadows their doomed union. His abuse worsens after learning of her pregnancy, as he confines her while gambling away her money. During Alfonso's military absence, Emilia finds freedom. She manages her household, meets Southampton secretly, and writes passionately, creating Romeo and Juliet. When Shakespeare sells her play to Henslowe, Amelia watches with satisfaction as audiences respond to her words. In revising The Taming of the Shrew, Amelia crafts Kate's final speech of submission as subtly sarcastic, the supposedly silenced woman speaking at greatest length. She wonders why men find women's voices so threatening. As her secret career continues, she revises Othello, giving her namesake character a powerful feminist monologue asserting women's equality. Let husbands know their wives have sense like them, and have not we affections, desires for sport and frailty as men have? She composes Desdemona's Willow Song, drawing on her family's musical heritage, seeing this revision as her final chance to declare, "I was here, I mattered." Through Amelia's creative process, we witness the birth of literature's most enduring characters. Her personal experiences of love, loss, oppression, and resilience directly inform the emotional depth of Shakespeare's works, becoming vehicles to explore questions of identity, gender, and power she cannot address openly. In present-day New York, playwright Melina Green faces barriers similar to those of centuries past. After harsh reviews from critic Jasper Toll and harassment from her professor, she discovers Amelia Bassano while researching at the New York Public Library. This discovery inspires her play By Any Other Name, which weaves Amelia's story with a contemporary character, exploring how female voices are silenced across time. When her roommate Andre secretly submits her work to the Downtown Fringe Festival under the gender-neutral name Mel, Melina is initially furious. Yet the previously rejected play becomes a finalist when presumed to be written by a man. Complications arise when artistic director Felix Dubonnet assumes Andre is Mel Green. Melina reluctantly poses as Andre's assistant while watching her words misinterpreted through a male perspective. The deception unravels when Toll writes about gender inequality, admitting his bias. Later, Melina receives an invitation from the Athena Playhouse, now run by Toll, who left criticism to produce works by women and non-binary writers. On opening night, Melina watches her play conclude, "There once was a girl who became invisible so that her words might not be, there was a story, whether or not others ever chose to listen." In that moment, she knows the audience has been changed. Approaching the stage, Melina glimpses a woman with matching silver eyes, a vision of Amelia that quickly vanishes. Stepping into the spotlight, Melina thinks, "There once was a girl who was seen." By Any Other Name celebrates truth's persistence and storytelling's power. Through Amelia and Melina's parallel journeys, we witness how women's voices have been systematically erased throughout history. The novel questions whose stories survive. As Kit Marlowe tells Amelia, "Even if you do not feel the shade of the tree you planted, others will." This message transcends centuries. Our words may create change beyond our lifetimes. Whether Shakespeare was a Glover's son or an Italian-English woman matters less than how these stories illuminate what it means to be human, in any era, by any name.